Right.
So that's,
and my other question is a little controversial, kind of, I guess, is, you know how it says in the Bible that, you know, men shouldn't dress as women and women shouldn't dress as men.
Right.
So do you think it's a bad thing for women to wear, like, pants, or should women only wear skirts?
Yeah, I believe that it's wrong for women to wear pants, and my wife and my daughters don't ever wear pants, and they only wear skirts and dresses. My wife's worn only skirts and dresses for, you know, the last, you know, 14 years or so, and I do believe that pants are something that pertains unto men, because otherwise, if pants are not the clothing that pertains to men, then what is? I mean, that's kind of the only thing that's, that would be different between a man and woman is whether they're wearing a skirt or pants. Because colors, like, we might think, oh, the color pink is female and blue is for men. But honestly, you know, other cultures, they do pink, and it's not girly to them. So it's just...
Right.
I think that pants versus a skirt. And the Bible does mention pants 5 times, and it talks about it being on men. And also, God talks about... He talks to Job, and he uses this phrase a few times, gird up thy loins like a man. So I think what he's saying, gird up your loins like a man, they would take basically the skirt of their garment and tuck it into their you know, girdle, basically, like.
Oh, okay.
So if you didn't have any pants on underneath, then, you know, whoa, you just exposed your nakedness. So, but the reason it says gird up thy loins like a man is because a man would gird up his garment because he has pants underneath, so he's not nude. Whereas a woman, if she girded up, you know, her skirts of her garments, if she girded up her loins, then, you know, it would be obscene. So.
Right, right. Okay, well, thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, God bless you. See you later.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a great question, you know, and that's something that I've preached about a lot, and I do take a lot of flack for that, and people will criticize that and say, whoa, you're against women wearing pants? What are you, the Taliban? You know, what are you, Osama bin Laden? But honestly, you know, in this country, it was illegal for women to wear pants in the early 20th century. There were people who were arrested for cross-dressing in this country. You know, my dad went to high school in Los Angeles, California in the 1960s. So this isn't exactly the Bible Belt. He was in LA in the late 60s, and the dress code at the school was that girls were not allowed to wear pants, not allowed to wear shorts. They had to wear knee-length skirts, and the boys had to wear pants. So, you know, it's kind of new in our American culture where it's become normal for, you know, women to wear pants. And God forbid that we ever get to the place where it becomes normal for men to wear skirts and dresses. But all you have to do is look at the bathroom door and realize that the universal sign for a man is a man in pants, and a universal sign for a woman is the woman in a skirt. And if women are not supposed to wear the clothing that pertains to a man, well, I would love for somebody to tell me what that is if it's not pants, because what other clothing would pertain exclusively to men? Historically, it's always been interpreted that way. And people say, oh, nobody wore pants back then. But pants are mentioned in the Bible 5 times as breeches or hosen. So, you know, the men did wear pants. The priests were commanded to wear pants that went down to their knees, for example. So...